我们进入第三章。
Let's proceed to chapter 3.
第三章我们分作两段。
I'll split that one into two parts.
第一段是第一节一直到十二节。
From verse 1 to verse 12.
这一段是在讲勒住舌头。
It's about how the tongue can be tamed. The first time.
就第一节到十二节。
From verse 1 to verse 12.
我们先来看第一个问题哈。
That's going to be the first question.
做师傅要受更重的审判，这个到底要怎么解释？
What's the meaning of the person become teachers? We shall receive a stricter judgment.
他提到说，有的人把神的话改变了，传那个改变过的神的话，那要受更重的审判哦。那还有没有？做师傅也受更重的审判。
Those who become teachers, will receive a stricter judgment.
圣经有讲这防备法利赛人的笑啊，那个、笑有两个意思。
Beware of the east of Pharisees. There are two meanings.
有没有？那笑有两个意思，是哪两个意思
？What are the meanings?
一个是假冒为善啊。
It's hypocrisy.
那第二个
，Secondly，
就是法利赛人错误的教训。
The wrong teachings of Pharisees.
所以这个做师傅要受更重的审判，就是如果教错了哈，那个责任很大，那审判会更重。
If a teacher give the wrong teachings, he will receive stricter judgment.
那第二个原因呢，就是因为做师傅就比别人先更明白道理啊。
A teacher technically should know more than the students.
所以将来这个审判的标准的要求也更高。
Then he will face a difference, a higher standard of judgment.
因为他比明白别人更清楚。
A teacher knows better, knows more.
所以这个雅各书啊，是在讲当时的世代啊，他教导人啊，不要做多人的师傅。
Therefore, James tried to tell the people, do not become the teachers of the others.
好，我们看第二个问题哈。
Let's study question number two.
好，为什么在许多在言语上没有过失就是完全的
？Why, if a person doesn't stumble in word, is a perfect man?
言语没有过失就是完全人，这个要怎么解释
？How are we going to interpret this this verse？
我们来看马太第七章哈，大概就可以了解。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 7, verse 17.
十七节十八节。
Verse 17 and 18. Matthew chapter 7.Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
这里说哦，好树不能够结坏果，坏树不能够结好果。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
好，所以这个果子是外在的。但是树的生命是内在看不到的。
The life of a tree is eternal, which is not visible.
但是果子就把它表现出来。
But fruit yields the result.
那这个言语讲出来就是外在的。
The word spoken is more outward.
但是这是里面那个生命的一种反应。
But it is the reaction of the mind of a person.
所以生所以我们常常讲说言就是人心的生命。
Therefore, words shows or manifests the thought of a person.
那言语没有过失，就是表示人的里面已经完全了。你只讲话才不会有过失。
If a person doesn't stumble in a word, he's a perfect man, which means that he is very holy.
所以在技巧上，我们说学习，当然这个言语会进步，但是最根本的还是里面那个生命啊，要改变。
We may learn the skills how to talk in word, but the most important is the renovation of our mind, or the renewal of our mind.
Okay. 那第三个哈
，Question number three.
从圣经的教训来分享勒住舌头的体验。我们大家在家庭聚会，大家可以分享一下。
We can use the biblical verses to share with others how are we going to guard our words.
Our tongue. 舌头如果可以勒住，我们就可以控制全身。
If we can control tongue, we can control our entire body.
这个因为第四节他把它比喻说这是一个舵，船的舵。
The Bible, the author used a small rudder to symbolize tongue.
控制的舌舵，你就可以控制船了。
If you can control the rudder properly, you'll be able to control the entire ship.
舌头都控制得住，你的身体就听你讲，听你的。
If you control your tongue properly, then entire body can be well controlled.
但是很难哦，有时候我们真的要讲话哦，你不讲受不了。
Sometimes we have to speak up. We have to talk.
所以有时候有一些事情哦，我跟我没有关系哦。能够不知道也好，为什么？因为你知道以后便搬是非啊。但你知道又不讲，又很难受。
Sometimes you rather not knowing anything as something that you shouldn't know about is better for you. Otherwise, if you can control your tongue, then you begin, you know, try to gossip around.
但是人又知道又想要讲，但是又怕弄出事情来，所以都会讲一句话：我只告诉你，你不可以告诉别人。要加这句话。
So some people cannot control themselves and still have to say something he is not supposed to say. Therefore, he tells the others that I'm only telling you, so don't tell the others.
等一下，大家都知道，我只告诉你，不要告诉别人。
Then he only tell one person, yet the news spread and everybody knows.
所以这个舌头真的很难。
So therefore, it's very hard to control your tongue.
诗篇里面说，那个他们要操练自己舌头，他。控制不讲话，心就热起来，他嘴巴就打开了，就讲。
So a person is said in the book of Psalms, a person try to train his tongue not to speak, but his heart, you know, still make him to speak up.
对，有的弟兄说他这个没有带助听器啊，他听不到。我想这也是感谢神啊，不要听到就没有话讲。
So sometimes I heard some elderly people complain that he didn't wear hearing aids, so he couldn't hear things properly. That I feel that maybe it's a blessing, not in listening to so many gossip.
所以这里讲这要勒住舌头就能勒住全身。
So a person can control his tongue, can tame his tongue, then he can control his entire body.
那这个第四就是第六节，舌头是火，在白底中是罪恶的世界。
Now verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity.
这个怎么解释？舌头是火，怎么解释？
The tongue is a fire. How are you going to define that?
我们看箴言二十六章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言二十六章二十节
verse 20 Proverbs 26 verse 20 where there's no word the fire goes out when there's no tale bearer strife ceases
二十二节
二十三节 verse 23 verse 21 as charcoal is to burning coals and wood to fire So a contentious man to kindle strife.
Okay, 这里讲哦, 没有人传者, 真敬就止息了。
The word parable, if nobody tried to pass the word, and strife ceases. If there's no tale bearer, strife ceases.
我们可以看22章第10节。
We may also refer to chapter 22 of Proverbs.
第十节。第十节。Verse 10.
Cast out scoffer and contention will leave, yet strife and reproach will cease.
这个大家有点打错哈。 所以我们如果在生活当中遇到两个人稍微有一点点什么纷争，那我们讲话就很小心了。
So when we see someone, if you see two parties are in dispute, they have controversial issues between them, then we got to be very careful.
不要让那火着得更大。
We do not cause another fire.
最后就我们讲了之后能够让 事情渐渐地平稳下来。
If we give good advice and things will even out, will quiet down.
那舌头是罪恶的世界。
But the tongue is also a sinful world.
因为这是心的反应。
Because it is the reaction of heart.
我们看那个耶利米书怎么在描写人的心。
Let's read how the book Jeremiah describes the heart of man.
耶利米书17章。
Let's read Jeremiah,
第9节,
chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is a deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
说人的心诡诈，坏到极处。
The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked.
那既然这样，讲出来的话就是罪恶的世界。Therefore,
the words spoken is the sinful world.
所以我在言语上，我们真的常常发现，夫妻之间、家庭、生活、教会里面都是一样，有很多问题真的是言语出来的，其实没有什么问题。
A lot of problems, whether at home, in church, are caused by word.
所以要很谨慎。
We ought to be very cautious in our word.
那列举 圣经对言语有关的教训，我们大家可以讨论。
We may list the biblical teachings in regard of words.
那我们可以列举圣经里面比较模范的讲话。
We can also try to list some of the model statements.
我们大家想得出来吗？圣经几个比较模范的讲话有没有？
List some of the role models in the Bible.
四世纪里面有一个，然后路德记里面有一个，启示录里面也有一个。
We can find cases in Judges, in the Book of Ruth, also in Revelation.
四世纪，我们看。
Let's refer to Judges.
第8章
Chapter 8
第一节
Judges chapter 8 verse 1
以法莲对基甸说你去与米甸人征战没有召我们去为什么这样待我们呢他们就大大的争吵。
Now the man of Ephraim said to him, why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight with the Midianites? And they reprimanded him sharply.
难道这个基甸很会讲话？
Then Gideon answered them in very good words.
所以第3节最后一句， 基甸说的话，以法莲怒气就消了。
Then the anger towards subsided when he said that.
那我们现在再看四世纪十二章。
Let's also read Judges chapter 12.
第1节。
Verse 1.
这个以法莲专门是在惹麻烦。Ephraim were
troublemakers.
所以你看，以法莲聚集对耶和华他说：“你去亚明人征战，为什么没有召我们去呢？”
Again, Ephraim gathered together, crossed over towards Zion and said to Jephthah, why do you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you? And this time they were challenging
Jephthah.
And after Jephthah gave the reply, they started to fight.
And therefore, in
verse 6, they fell that time 42,000
Ephraimites were killed.
These are the two cases happened, but resulting a different output.
那第二个, 模范就是路德记里面那个波阿斯。
The second role model is Boaz in the book of Ruth.
恩言,
he said a gracious word.
对路德讲很多的好话。
He spoke good words to Ruth.
所以这个路德一定很感动, 我想可能都感动的流眼泪。
Therefore, Ruth was so touched.
因为那个时候他正在患难中。
Because she was in tribulation.
但是我们看那个约伯记里面约伯三个朋友。
But if we study the three friends of Job.
到最后约伯好痛苦啊，他说你们是无用的医生。
When Job was in deep sorrow, in the end he said that you were useless doctors.
所以在遇到患难当中，要怎么讲话让他可以得到安慰、得到力量，这真的是不简单。
So when a person was in pain, in sorrow, what kind of verb that we should use to comfort him is very essential.
约伯说有一天啊，如果你跟我一样，我也会跟你讲一样的话。
So Job told them that if you are in the same situation like me, I will use the same word.
我记得有一个传道的见证啊，他说有一次他肾脏发生毛病。
I remember once a preacher testified that he suffered from kidney disease.
他躺在床上躺两个月。
He was confined in bed for 2 months.
那太太就说，那你平常怎么安慰人呢？就这样安慰你呢。
So his wife told him that, when you and how do you comfort the others? Then you just use the same word to comfort yourself.
那个时候他发现不简单。
Then he found that he's very difficult.
所以这个言语
to do so.
是要真的要操练。
Therefore, we ought to train how to speak.
第三个就是启示录。
Another case is in the book of Revelation.
那个七个教会有五个都有缺点。
Among all the seven churches, 5 of them have shortcomings.
但是我们看主耶稣啊，要么写信给那个五个教会怎么讲。
How did the Lord Jesus Christ ask John to write the epistle to these churches?
都是先肯定他的优点。
They always try to confirm their merits.
然后再 指出他的缺点,
then they point out the shortcoming.
然后再指出他应该怎么做,
then, the Lord gives them instructions and directions.
然后最后就给他鼓励, 你如果去做有什么赏赐。
Finally, they give them encouragement. What kind of reward you could receive if you follow the instructions.
所以我们当父母真的有时候就很难过, 就把孩子骂了一顿也没有告诉他怎么做。
A lot of times, as parents, we feel very difficult. We scolded the children, not give them further instructions.
那其实如果照圣经，应该是告诉他你这个错，那你要怎么改？改了以后要有什么好处？这样一步一步来。
First of all, we should point out the mistakes, then give them instructions, and then telling them what kind of result they're going to get.
那在指出他的错之前，要肯定你过去有什么优点。
We also have to confirm with them. And showing more affirmative than what the accomplishment they have done in the past.
所以是平衡的, 不是一面倒。
We should do this in rather, a balanced way.
因为小孩子你一面倒, 一直折到最后, 那我算了, 我自暴自弃, 我没有用。
Not towards the extreme. You just keep on scolding the child without giving them the positive the reward or the word of praise. And the children will never make any improvement.
主耶稣讲话也很有智慧。
Jesus Christ is a wise man.
好，我们再看一个哈， 不可以咒主人， 为什么？
Why we cannot why we cannot condemn the others?
圣经没有讲说不可以咒主动物了， 但是大概也不需要啊。
Bible didn't say that we should not condemn animals, but I think also it's not necessary to condemn animals.
第九节最后一句话哈。
The last back to James again.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人，所以人是照神形象被造的。
Man was created in accordance to the image of God, so we cannot curse man.
这是最重要的原因啊。
That's the reason why we cannot condemn a person.
对，人跟动物不一样。
Man is different from animal.
高一级，神形象造的。
Man is more superior than animals, since we are created in accordance to the image of God.
那我们现在进入第二段。
Let's continue to study the second portion.
上头的智慧。
Wisdom from above.
从13节一直到18节。
From verse 13 to 18.
Okay. 第一个问题我们大家可以讨论。 智慧是什么?
What's the definition of wisdom?
大家发表一下，智慧是什么?
What's the definition of wisdom?
大家发表一下，智慧是什么?
What's the definition of wisdom?
We may find the answer in Proverbs. 所谓智慧到最后应该是指的对事情的洞察力，你能够看得很清楚。
You can see things better.
然后判断力,
and give you a good judgment.
箴言第一章里面很清楚地讲。Stated
in Proverbs chapter 1.
那智慧与神的关系是什么?
What's the relationship between wisdom and God?
智慧是从神来的。
Wisdom is from God.
第一章有个后世与众人又不斥责人的神，缺乏智慧可以向神求。 所以神就是智慧的泉源，那在箴言里面，他就用智慧拟人化，神就是智慧本身。
The source of wisdom is God, so God is wisdom.
所以神同在人就很有智慧。
If God abides in the person, and then he is a wise man.
所以属灵人啊，看透万事，这个就是智慧啊。
A spiritual man or a holy person will perceive everything.
那四活物,
since he has the wisdom.
前后遍体都是眼睛, 这个就是智慧啊。
Like the four creatures has eyes all over his body.
连魔鬼的诡计也看得清楚, 这个就是智慧。
Perceived and the trick of Satan.
那地上的智慧有什么特点?
What's the significance of the worldly wisdom or the wisdom on earth?
我们看 14节。
Let's read verse 14.
第三章14节。
James chapter 3.
地上的智慧常常使人有嫉妒。
The wisdom of earth will always result bitter envy.
还有纷争。
And also the divisions.
请14节听读。
Verse 14. But if you have a bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth.
这里在提到这个地上的智慧，那里面呢会，第一个就是因为嫉妒会，所以会有苦毒在心里面。
The result of early wisdom is envy, is bitter envy.
那再来就是 self seeking， 这个 self seeking 就是以自我中心为出发点在追求一些事情。
Is self centered. Very egoistic, seeking for his own benefits.
所以，如果以神做中心哦，你再怎么努力都没有问题。If
it's God-centered,
以神做中心哦，你我们生活中一直很努力都没有问题的。If
it's if God is the center of our life, then no matter how hard we work, and we will never be in vain.
但是如果以人做自己做中心哦，你 问题会越来越多。
If it's self-centered, if self-seeking, then he will cause a lot of problems.
对，我们有时候在教会做圣工一样，以神做中心，问题很少。
If God is the center of in the sacred works, there will be less problems.
但是如果有隐藏的什么动机在里面，自我的动机在里面，问题就一出来了。
If it's egoistic desire hidden, then it will cause a problem.
好, 好 ，OK， 那地上的智慧到最后会使人自夸，抵挡真道。
And the earthly, the earthly wisdom will result the boasting, and will also become the stumbling block of the truth.
也会说谎。
Will become a liar.
16节
Verse 16.
所以到最后带来扰乱和各样的坏事。
This wisdom doesn't descend from above, but it's early, sensual, demonic.
好，所以这个。
地上的智慧，confusion and every evil thing are there.
地上聪明的人多，不一定会带给人和平。
If there are more earthly wise men, may not result, may not cause the peace on earth.
好，那我们现在更重要是要看这个上头的智慧。
Then we should pursue for the wisdom from above.
那上头的智慧有什么特性？
What are the characteristics of the wisdom from above?
我们要一点一点看哈。
Let's study one by one.
这里说13节，谁是有智慧有见识，就在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。这个上头的智慧就是属神的智慧，会带给人在生活中有善行。
Wisdom from above will result good works in a person's life.
而且这个上头的智慧会使人温柔。
The wisdom of above will result meekness.
好像主耶稣,
just like Jesus Christ.
他神的话, 神的温柔,
his words are meek and gentle.
所以温柔也是一种智慧。
Meekness or gentleness is another wisdom. It's considered as wisdom.
所以有属灵智慧的人在办事情常常是温柔的。
A person has the spiritual wisdom is also a meek and gentle one.
好，我们看17节。
Let's read verse 17.
上头来的智慧，第一个是清洁的。
The wisdom from above is first pure.
就是动机很纯正。
It has a pure motivation.
生活很圣洁。
He lives in a very holy life.
那接下去是和平的。
Peaceable.
也就是说这个会带给人跟人间的和睦。
He will bring peace to man. He will be a peacemaker.
所以如果人跟人有纷争，但现在另外一个人进来了，大家都和睦了，这个人有上头的智慧。
Dispute between two parties, and the third person is the peacemaker, and he has the wisdom from above.
那现在如果一群人住在一起，问题很多，忽然间一两个人走了，天下太平，那一两个有问题。
If there are group people together having a lot of dispute and problems because of one or two people, so after this one or two people left. And the peace, and then the rest live in peace. Then this one or two people are troublemakers.
因为这个智慧是和平的,
because wisdom is peace.
那再来,
is peaceable.
这个是智慧是温良的, 柔顺.
Also peace. Also wisdom is gentle.
然后这个智慧是带给人怜悯的.
Are willing to yield for mercy.
然后这个智慧是没有偏见的。
Without partiality.
这是我们刚刚有讨论过的。
As we just studied.
然后没有假冒。
And without hypocrisy.
这个没有偏见也可以指着对事情的看法。 能够看得很清楚。
Without partiality means a person can see things clearly.
因为我们人很容易被感觉所蒙蔽。
A lot of times we can be covered by our personal feeling.
你如果这个人跟你感情很好，有时候连错事也没有关系的，你就蒙蔽了。
If someone has good relation with you, even he made mistakes, you will not you don't think it is a mistake.
所以那判断会错。
Then you have a wrong judgment.
但是这个上头的智慧就是对错的判断不会受到人的感觉或感情的影响。
But a person has wisdom from above, and he will not make judgment based on emotion.
你看彼得很爱主耶稣。
Peter just like Peter loved Jesus very much.
说你不可以去被钉十字架。
When Jesus told him that he's going to die on the cross, Peter said, No, you shall not be crucified.
这个是爱啊。
Yes, he showed his love.
但是主耶稣回头过来，撒旦对我后边去。
But Jesus, instead Jesus praised Peter, he cast out demons.
没有偏见，他对这个对错判断很清楚，没有因为人情而改变。
Jesus didn't change his attitude because of his personal, because of human relationship or emotion.
他说法利赛人他讲到他是粉饰的坟墓。
When Jesus Christ describing the Pharisees, he called them like anointed graveyard.
但他也没有偏见，他说啊，他有很多好处啊，你他讲的你也要听啊。
But he also told the disciples that what the Pharisees told you, you should follow.
所以他对事情的对错不会因为个人的感情啊去。弄不清楚啊。
So Jesus judged things not based on his personal emotion.
这个就没有偏见。
So the person, that means a person does things without partiality.
所以有时候我们对一个人如果不喜欢了，怎么做我们都会找到问题。
If we don't like a person, no matter how good or how well he does, we always try to find fault.
就是被个人的感觉所蒙蔽。
And then we were actually, then we do things, showing partiality,
那没有假冒
with our emotion, and okay, and also without hypocrisy,
就是很实在
it's very realistic, very practical.
真正很聪明的人是很实在的
a wise person is a very practical person.
就像保主耶稣，就像保罗
Jesus Christ, just like Paul.
很实在
he's a very practical person.
没有说心里想的跟嘴讲的不一样，不会这样
He will, he does.And think accordingly.
这是从神来的
Because there's a wisdom from above.
那最后就是使人和平。
And finally, to be a peacemaker, to show in peace by those who make peace.
所以这是上头的智慧，我们可以很详细的去查
一点点去讨论。We study this in great details, in the topics of wisdom from above.
那我们现在看智慧的价值何在
？What's the value? What's the value of wisdom?
那我们可以。去讨论箴言三章
we may refer to Proverbs of the three
右手有长寿左手有富贵
verse 13 that he has a long life in length of days in her right hand in her left hand riches and honor
他的道是安乐的他的路全是平安的
her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths all the paths are peace
这个就是智慧的价值
and this, these are the values ofWisdom.
所以比黄金珍珠更宝贵。
It's more precious. It's more precious than fine gold and pearls.
那第七个我们讨论，第七个我们讨论所罗门跟保罗的智慧有什么不同
？Next, we may discuss the differences of the wisdom of Solomon and Paul.
那结果又如何
？And what are the different end results?
那我们看他人生的结论就知道，他智慧不一样。
We can see their attitudes to life.Are significantly different.
一个说虚空
Solomon says vanity of vanity.
他是最有聪明、最有智慧的人，到最后活了一辈子说虚空
Solomon is a very wise man, yet his attitude towards life is more negative.
但是保罗要离世的时候说不虚空
But when Paul was about to die, and he feel that, then he give a conclusion that life was not vanity.
我现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now, there is a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
因为他用不同的智慧在活。
So Paul has a different wisdom to live on earth.
就是雅各书讲，一个是上头，一个是地上。
Just like what the book of James says that the earthly wisdom and the wisdom from above.
好，我们进入第五次的查经，亲近神。
Now we continue to study the fifth important topic.
就是第四章的第一节到第十节
which is James chapter 4 verse 1 to 10 which becomes our fifth section
okay. 人要亲近神、哦、有几个障碍、
There are several hindrances that will cause a man not be able to draw near God
一个是白体中的私欲第一节
Firstly do they not come from your desire or pleasure that work in your members?
那第二个是外面有世界的诱惑
Also, the lust of earth, the last of world.
就是第四节啊，世俗为友，就是有世界的引诱。
Which is the last of world and the friendship with the world's enmity.
所以一个人哈，要我们知道有神，神也是好，你要靠近神，这个两个最大的障碍。
We know that God and God is good. We try to draw near God, but that is a hindrance between us, between God and us.
肉体有七情六欲。
Man has flesh desire, physical lust.
外面有世界的引诱。
And also with the worldly lust.
好，那我们现在看哈，这第一个，这个七情六欲啊，这私欲，肉体的私欲，对生活会产生什么影响？
What will the result of physical lust in our life?
产生战斗，就是征战哈，斗殴啊，就是
啊，that will cause
对立，不能和平。
Wars and fights.
好，那在这种私欲之下，祷告也不会有功效。
A person full of physical lust, even his prayer will not bring any result.
因为我们的祷告不能够按神的旨意，按自己的私欲。
Then we pray in accordance to our will, not according to the will of God.
那我们现在来讨论与世俗为友是什么意思？
What's the definition of friendship with the world's enmity?
那为什么与世俗为友就变成与神为敌？
What's the meaning of that when a person makes friends with the world and he becomes the enemy of God?
那如果我们讨论以世俗为友，约翰一书第二章那一节一定要用。
We have to use First John.
第二章第几节？十五节哈，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
And these are the three desires, the lust of flesh, the desire of eyes, and the pride of this life.
这个叫做世俗。
This is so considered as worldly.
那与世俗为友就是很喜欢这三个东西。
Your person like to make friends with the world, and he has a desire into these three items.
肉体的情欲，
the lust of flesh.
奸淫啦，苟合啦，这个都肉体的情欲。
Adultery, fornication.
那吃喝嫖赌啊。
The drinking, eating, and prostitution.
赌博啊
gambling,
这个是肉体的情欲。
All these are the indulgence in the physical lust.
眼目的情欲
and the lust of eyes.
你到拉斯维加去看秀，那眼目的情欲。
For instance, you go to showing the shows in Las Vegas.
在家里也是看那个 cable TV 那个 X 级的。
Or you watch the pornographic movies or shows.
这个就是眼目的情欲
which are the lust of eyes.
那你说要看一朵鲜花，这不叫做情欲、
if you want to look at a beautiful flower, that is not considered as the lust of eyes.
神造的，这是好的。
Because all these natural things are created by God,
超过
for you to enjoy.
超过道理那个欲望。
In other words, if anything that goes beyond the teaching of the Bible is considered as lust.
那今生的骄傲。
And the pride of this world, of this life,
就是强调自我。
For instance, the person so proud of himself, very boastful.
所以你看，一个人有今生骄傲，讲话离不开我。
If a person is very proud, very stuck up, he always talk about himself, the success of himself.
以赛亚书里面有两节圣经节，两节圣经节里面魔鬼六次提到我。
In the book of Isaiah, in two verses, six times.Satan mentioned about I.
我要跟神一样，我要上到至高。
I want to be as high as God. I want to be the same position as God.
这个叫做世俗。
And these are all considered as earthly or worldly or secular.
那这个跟世俗混在一起啊，就站在神的对面了。
If a person makes friends with the world, he becomes an enemy of God.
因为神的本性跟世俗不一样。
Because the divine nature of God differs.Different from the world.
难道这叫做淫乱
？So called fornication.
为什么叫淫乱
？Why is called fornication?
在灵里面
adultery.
在灵里面对神不忠。
If a person is not royal in spirit, is also considered of committing an adultery.
因为啊，在灵里面我们跟神是夫妻，你要去爱世界。
Because in spirit, we are.Our relationship with God is husband and wife. Yet we still love the world. We commit adultery in spirit.
就好像你结婚以后，你有你的配偶，你的心又去 喜欢另外一个异性，这个就是淫乱。
Just like when when a person is married, yet he still is in love with another a party, that's considered as committing adultery.
所以，但淫乱有时候不是肉体的。
Therefore, adultery is not necessary, not necessarily physical.
是心。
Is heart.
你的心啊，暗中的跟另外异性已经连在一起了，那个就是。心里面不忠。
Yeah, if a heart is attached to another opposite sex, that's considered as disloyal.
好，那我们的心呢、啊？你暗中跟世界连在一起啊，你在神面前就是不忠。
In other words, if our heart is secretly connected to the world, and we are disloyal to God.
啊，那下面有一个问题啊，神是爱的神，为什么神会嫉妒
？The Bible. There's another verse.Stated in verse 4, since God is love, why God will also envy? Verse 5. Oh, I'm sorry. The second portion of verse 5, the Spirit dwells in you, yearns jealousy. Why God is love, yet the Bible says that the Spirit dwells in us, yearns jealously. Why God will jealous?
爱是不嫉妒，哥林多前书十三章。
Stated in the First Corinthians chapter 13, love doesn't envy.
那神是爱。
God is love.
为什么神会嫉妒
？Why God will still jealous?
你从圣经看起来哈，嫉妒有两种。
There are two kinds of jealousy in the Bible.
第一种就是因为缺乏爱心，别人比我们好，我们会嫉妒。
We jealous the others because he's better than us. We show no love.
那第二种这个嫉妒是好的，婚姻里面的。
The second jealous is applied to the marriage.
那如果你结婚，你对其他的异性很好，你的配偶会嫉妒，这是好的，因为这是要保护你们的婚姻。
So if a married person still shows interest to another opposite sex outside of a marriage and your spouse.Become jealous, it is good.
所以你如果对其他的异性跟对你的配偶一样好，你的配偶一定不会说感谢神啊，一定很嫉妒。
If you show
不一样就是不一样。
If you treat the opposite sex of beyond a marriage as good as your spouse, your spouse will never say thanks God.
因为这个嫉妒这种嫉妒是一种保护。
This kind of this jealousy is considered as a kind of protection.
所以神哦住在我们这个灵啊，爱我们爱到完全占有我们，所以我们心如果跑到世界去，神会嫉妒的。
So the Lord loves us so much, His Spirit occupies in our heart, and yet our mind is attached to the world, and He will become jealous.
那这个肉体的私欲加上世界的引诱，都能够把它对付好了。那接下去就第七节开始要亲近神。
If a person can overcome physical desire or the lust, therefore in verse 7 says that submit to God.
好，然后神就亲近我们。
Then the Lord will draw near us.
好，那亲近神有什么步骤
？What are the steps for us to draw near to God?
那第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
第一个要对付罪。
That we have to overcome sin.
有罪啊，要洁净你们的手。
If a person is sinned, he should cleanse his hands.
第二个，对神要专一的爱。
We should show the simple love to God.
所以清洁心怀二意，要清洁你们的心。
The Bible tells that purify your hearts, you double-minded.
第三个，要愁苦悲哀。
Lament and mourn and weep.
也就是依着神的意思忧愁。
We should weep or laments in accordance to the word of God.
对自己灵性不能进步忧愁。
If we can make any improvement in our faith, and we should lament and mourn.
那用这种很谦卑的态度亲近神，神就亲近我们。
If we use such a humble attitude towards God, and He will draw near to us.
那神亲近我什么意思
？What's the meaning of that God will draw near to us?
就体验很多，恩典很多。
And the person has a lot of spiritual experiences.
好像约伯说，我亲眼看到。
Just like Job said that he saw God with his own eyes.
因为神这么近，近到在我生活当中天天体验到，所以我好像看到。
God is so close to me, so I can even sense his existence in my daily life.
所以我们把它结论起来哦, 一个人要亲近神, 不只是说在祷告那个时候要很专心很迫切。
In conclusion, it doesn't mean that a person should only concentrate in his prayer for that particular moment.
平常的生活很重要。
And the most important is our daily life.
不要跟世俗为友。
We do not make friends with the world.
不要放纵情欲。
We do not indulge our lust.
那我们亲近神就可以感觉到神亲近我们。
Then when we draw near to God, we will also sense that God will draw near to us.
我们差不多到这里结束。
Concludes our seminar.
这就是五次我们查经的重点。
These are the five important topics we can use to study in the future.
我们诸位有没有什么补充的？
Anything you would like to supplement?
那这几个问题啊，给我们大家做一个指引，我们可以提出来。
All these questions listed will serve as guidelines for discussion.